All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think kidding. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. That song cleaned up last night at the AMAs. Birds of a Feather, Billie Eilish. Good vibes and variety. That's what we've got for you here at Alice. Among other things, we have lots of things here, including Pick Your Day at Outside Lands tickets, which is very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
We've got these all week, a bunch of times a day. So if you're like, I got to go to Outside Lands, I don't want to go to all the days, just one. No problem. We got you covered. All this week, we'll have them in about an hour at 8:05. We'll give you a code word. You text it to our contest line, and then you're in the running. It's super easy to get entered for these. Mason has another chance right around lunchtime, 12:05. And then Jane has you every hour on the fives during her show, 3, 4, 5, and 6 p.m. Code words that you text to our contest line for your chance to win a pair of one-day pick-your-day tickets to Outside Lands. Doja Cat on Friday, Gracie Abrams on Saturday, Hozier on Sunday. And there are 10 trillion bands playing.
Mm-hmm.
So, so great. Outside Lands is a great festival. August 8th through the 10th, Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet Entertainment.
If you're a music fan, these festivals, while they're sort of, it's a long day, it's mm-hmm. a big event, it's a whole thing, you can walk around and find all kinds of great new bands that you wouldn't have otherwise been exposed to. And the live show, the charm and the it kind of fleshes out a song.
Yeah.
Like, or makes you go, boy, they're terrible. They can't do, but most of the time, I've gotten turned on to some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. No, so. I mean, live music. It's incredible. Especially, man, sometimes like when the vibe is just perfect, you're just like, I can't believe I'm here. This is like the best.
I loved Tame Impala. That's a band I found out there. And I can't think of the one. Damn it. There's another one that I just can't think of right now. But I found them there and went, these guys are great.
Mm.
I'll find the
it's
name.
A good feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes it's just cool to see things like that aren't on the super main stage and kind of feel like you're having your own experience at a festival like that.
Well, and you meet cool people too.
Yep. Sometimes there's jerks too, but not usually. Usually everyone's like, I'm a music fan. And other times it's like, oh, that guy. She's Louise. Okay. Speaking of that guy, geez Louise, Britney Spears is,
she's back.
She is. So, there's a picture of her. They call it a private charter. So I don't know how many people are on this, but clearly they've got a plane to take them from Cabo back to LA or wherever. And so there apparently were people that she didn't know on this plane, or so it would seem. And she hasn't been in actual any kind of trouble for a while, but she did get scolded this past Thursday after lighting a cigarette on a public charter flight from Cabo to Los Angeles is what it says. A flight attendant told her to put it out. And when the plane landed, the cops gave her an official warning. So there's just a quick, little video, like a little looping video where she's, got like a red weird top hat on and she's got like a, is that a beer bottle?
It looks
I'm not
like a
sure.
champagne, like a small champagne bottle.
It does look like a champagne bottle, actually. And then she's got, you know, a cute little top and some shorts on, and she looks like she's having a great time. And it's clearly a private jet. It looks really nice. And there's a, you can see there's like a large side table next to her chair, and it looks like there's a like cup holder in it.
So she has lots of space on that
thing. She has plenty of space. But the thing of it is really, it's the caption.
You got to read it.
I'm going to read it. I felt like as I started to read it, I'm like, oh boy, this is long. But the more I read, the more I was like, Jesus Christ, Britney.
It's gold.
Get it together.
Get it together.
Okay, here we go. So this is, there she is. She's smiling, crossing her legs and having fun on a private jet.
I actually cannot see her face. There's like a glow.
Yeah, and she's backlit. There's an airplane window behind her. And it's so it is sort of like fuzzing out her face, but she looks cute and looks like she's having fun. And she wrote me yesterday. It's actually incredibly funny. Some planes I've been on, you can't smoke, mostly because, which, by the way, you can't smoke on any planes. What is this? Some planes I've been on, you can't smoke. Maybe she has her own plane. Is that that's the only thing I can think
that's
of?
That's no way she has her own plane.
Where is that? She needs to be on that plane. Me yesterday. Back to that. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. It's actually incredibly funny. Way more exclamation points. Some planes I've been on, you can't smoke, mostly. But this one was different because the drink holders were on the outside of seat. I'm going to try and read it exactly as written. Confession, it was my first time drinking vodka, all caps. I swear I felt so smart, million emojis.
Oh, that's cute.
It was like, wow, what the heck is in there? I felt so clear and smart and said, I want a cigarette so bad. My friend put it in my mouth and lit it up for me. So I was like, oh, so this is a plan where you can smoke. I do so apologize to anyone I offended, but the flight attendants also make sure I'm way at the back of planes anyway. I really am.
It is meandering.
Yes. I thought officials greeted me as support, and I was like, wow, I feel special. I've never been to an international airport. Am I famous or something? The flight attendant called officials because I smoked a cigarette. And embarrass me, which, geez, I thought was kind of much, but she didn't like me the moment I got on plane. Nobody was on plane for first 20 minutes, and she wouldn't let me get out of my seat. I wanted to stand up. She acted so weird about making sure I sat down, and it was weird. I didn't like the way she put the seatbelt on me and invaded my space. Oh, well, you guys, like, oh, hold on. This is a change of, here we go. So that's the end of that rant. She didn't like the way this. Apparently, the flight attendant had to put the seatbelt on her.
I love that she had somebody buckle her in.
Like, I didn't like the way she put the seatbelt on me and invaded my space. Next thought. Oh well, you guys like my flower choker that you can't really see because
Jesus Christ.
Be Tiny's coming soon, and that's something we have added. It's honestly adorable. The end.
Wonderful.
She seems free. I'm happy.
You know what? I don't know that we've really talked to you much about your feelings on Brittany, bitch.
No, definitely not.
Go on.
Leave her alone.
I think if she is safe and she's happy and someone's taking care of her children, then she should be able to do whatever she wants. She's an adult. Obviously, she's not where a lot of us are.
Mentally?
Capacity-wise. Mm. But... that is what it is. There's plenty of adults out there who live like this.
Yeah. Oh, do you think?
Yes, for sure.
What are your thoughts on the dancing videos where she just twirls in a circle with random outfits on in various places in her house with very dead eyes?
I think her foyer is beautiful.
Is that what that is?
I will say this about Bob. She is not a fan of making fun of people. Because I was in here talking about the crowd, some of the folks at Bottle Rock, and she's like, well, nobody's as good as you, right? And I'm like, you're right. Nobody is as good as me. And yes, I am very judgy. She's not a big judger.
That's good. That's actually, we could stand to be less judgy, Maddie. You and I, we get going.
I try very hard to be Bob. Judgy. Do? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I really don't want to be that. I very quickly remember things like come streaming from outer space and just blast my brain like, did you just say that? Because here's a picture of you. Remember you? Mm. And I'm like, oh yeah, right. Nothing.
It's just fun sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're a gossip show. So we
know it's sometimes it's absolutely necessary. But the Britney thing is funny because I do think, well, first of all, I'm not surprised the flight attendant did that with her because I'm sure Brittany has it pouring off of her that, like, I'm childlike.
Yes.
And I can't take care of myself.
Yes.
So what do I do? Where do I go?
Right.
And,
just
and
tell
that's
me where.
Part of her upbringing as a child star was probably, you stand here. Mm. You sing now. We go home.
Right.
You go to bed.
We were just talking about that. It becomes an arrested development thing. There's no need to grow or mature anymore. This is everyone around you is doing what you say, whether it's a temper tantrum or makes perfect sense.
I did some light Googling.
Oh, did you? Light Googling?
Fly USA says that on some private planes you can smoke.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, you can get it equipped and certain operators allow you to smoke, including if you have the cup holders on the outside.
What?
Well.
No, I'm totally, I'm kidding.
Oh, you rat.
You got me. You know, I was thinking
maybe
they have.
You can smoke on some private planes.
Oh, you can.
It has nothing to do with the cup holders.
The cup holder, okay.
As far as my light Googling.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Did you ever in your life smoke on a plane legally? Like, do you remember ever getting to?
I think I did.
I don't think I did.
I looked it up. It was 1990 when you stopped being able to smoke on planes.
Really?
I
feel like it was much before that.
Well, that might have been like fully. Remember, they moved it to the back, like the last four rows could smoke. And I would always go in the last four rows. But I was, I would have been maybe 24 by then. I'd definitely flown plenty of times and been smoking for a long time at that point.
So we flew a lot as a family, but we flew a lot because my dad had those buddy passes.
Yes.
And so they were, it was always, yes. So it was always, first of all, you're on, what do they call that? Standby. So you'd likely be bumped once, twice, maybe three times.
We're going to spend the whole day in the airport.
Yep.
It's going to be fun, kids.
But that's free travel. So that's what it comes with. But I don't remember ever smoking on a plane, like casually just being all, this is the life.
Mm.
Never.
Yeah. Well, and I would vape on planes too, which was actually really easy.
That's much more recent then.
Oh, yeah. When did I quit? A few years ago.
I quit for the final time in 06, but I had quit for many years prior to that.
Mm.
I don't know.
It was only one stumble when you were making that movie.
Well, I didn't. That was my character smoked. Yeah, right. I mean,
gotta be in the character.
Yeah,
yeah. The director said, "Oh no, you don't have to. It's okay."
No,
and
the director.
Was like, no, I gotta go.
No,
to
I said
Sebi
to the director,
get...
"It's the 70s in this movie, and there's not one cigarette on this set." I didn't think of that. I'm like, "How are you doing a movie in the 70s?"
Says the guy who is like, "I'm doing a movie from the 70s." They're definitely going to have cigarettes for me.
No,
so mad that,
that is not why I took the role. Mm. But I did run to the gas station and get my favorite brand. I must admit
that. Did you pass them out to everyone so it would look more realistic?
No, because he'd already done the whole, most of the movie was shot when we did that scene. And he was like, I didn't even think of that. I'm like, yeah, modern times, you wouldn't. But then, would you say one out of three people smoked in the 70s?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh my
I would
God.
Too.
I would say one out of two. Seemed like everybody smoked back then. Mm-hmm. You know, that Monica Barbaro is in that movie with you.
Oh, I didn't have a scene with her.
Yeah, no.
It's too bad.
Yeah. She went on to be big.
What was the movie?
It's called, I think now it's called I'm Charlie Walker, but it was called America's,
Only the Best.
America's Still the Place.
That's it.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were you saying?
I wasn't. Britney Spears smoking on planes. What I really liked was that, I don't know what she is, 43? I have no idea. It's my first time drinking vodka. Okay,
yeah, right.
Shut up. First time that you can remember.
She's 43 years old.
So, stop it. Please, what have you been drinking till now? I don't know, some clear, spicy liquor. I don't know.
It made her smart, though.
Yeah, that's
she
true.
She felt so smart.
Oh my God. That must have been a good feeling. She said
her,
kindly. What?
I just picture her as like a, you know, like a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And I think that it comes off of her. And that's why I was laughing that the flight attendant went, okay, I got this. Sit down.
Let me strap you in.
Stay still.
And put that cigarette out.
I would love to see a video of the flight attendant recapping.
They should wear body cams. Did you like the movie The Notebook?
Oh yeah.
Did you know? Have you ever seen Britney's audition for that? Her video audition.
I think I did see
she
that
is,
like a year ago.
It was going around like a year. She's unbelievable. Like we were all ready to like make fun and see the dead eyes, and it was like, oh my God! I feel like she's just been drug addled or something. Like she, that poor girl, has been through it. Because man, didn't you agree, Vin? Like I really expected it to be just horrendous, and I thought that was a decent audition.
She was great on How I Met Your Mother. She did a couple.
Oh, she did.
That was after. That was while she was in her conservatorship, and she was kind of already spacey.
I liked it,
but she was great. But she was also playing like kind of a spacey character.
Yeah, she was.
On that.
She was. Oh. Yeah.
Did she play Britney Spears?
No, No, mm. she was a love interest that on the show.
Mm. Well, I'll tell you, those first couple hits of hers, I was like, I'm in. I love it. I love the production on those records so much. And the way they would take the chorus and flip it over in the back, but then get back to the way the chorus was supposed to go. So good.
I missed her entirely.
No, she's
and great. Then I worked with someone, Icky, who was like a young boy when she was as hot as, and he's like, yeah, I had her poster.
Oh, she was great. She was great.
Wow.
You had her poster? Yeah, all did.
I was thinking of her in that Toxic video. God, she's just smoking, freaking hot.
Icon. And she can spend that money however she wants.
She can. That's true. I really feel like what she's missing is people who have a vested interest in her. You know, like her family is not around her and it's all Klingons. I worry.
408 says, sure. Bob!
What about Bob? Bob's the best.
Clutch, no judgment, new team member. Oh, moved. I am a longtime listener and we all rant together, so it is refreshing and fun to hear Bob's POV as a free Britney millennial. Bob is on the show. Katie Z from San Jose.
I like it. Katie Z.
Happy to be here.
Switching gears, Olympic gold medalist Mary Lou Retton is our Dewey of the day. Hey.
Oh, Mary Lou, didn't she go through a lot of health problems?
She did. In fact, you brought it up. She did like a GoFundMe was the last thing. I remember her being in some trouble and having some health problems and was trying to raise some money for that. This one, she's in a place called Fairmont, West Virginia.
That's where she's from. She's from Fairmont, West Virginia.
You know that to be a fact.
Yeah, when she won the gold medal, it was freaking big in our state. She went on a tour of the state with the gold medal and everything.
Oh,
like,
wow.
It was
door to door.
Yeah, we'd won two. We always win a gold medal in rifle. Like West Virginia's rifle team is really good. Oh. So like we're usually one of the
that makes sense.
In there. And like we had had a
I
rifle.
Didn't, I didn't know they gave out medals in rifle.
Yeah. Well, he got a gold medal and she got a gold medal. So we had two gold medals in 84. We were really excited.
Wow. That was a big year.
It's a big year for us.
West Virginia is better than everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're darn right.
Rifle. Anyway. And at getting the gold in gymnastics with a hurt knee. Let's see. She was arrested May 17th for a Dewey. She's 57, took the Fairmont native into custody in Marion County for driving under the influence of alcohol, controlled substances, or drugs. She did get released on a $1,500 personal recognizance bond. They are saying here that she... Oh, this is just about 84 Olympics, gold medal winning performance despite the knee injury. She became a household name at that time. I remember her being on like the Wheaties box.
She was adorable.
Sports Illustrated Sportswoman of the Year. She later became a motivational teacher, television personality, was inducted into the International Gymnastics Hall of Fame the same year we started here, 1997. And her arrest, oh, here it is. Her arrest comes less than 2 years after she was, quote, fighting for her life during a battle with a rare form of pneumonia that left her hospitalized and in intensive care.
And broke.
Yes.
Like people had to contribute to save her.
She raised, her daughter set up this GoFundMe, and guess how much she raised in a single day?
Probably 200K.
That is exactly how much she raised in
that
a
was
single
a,
day.
I promise you that was a guess.
And that begins your point total
for today. I didn't follow through, follow up on that story, but... And let me just add this real quick. Listeners, thank you so much. You are the best.
What'd they do now?
Well, I had mentioned a band that I saw at Outside Lands where I was turned on to them and really liked them. And then I went looking through my entire music collection. Of course, I got bored and never found it and gave up. And then I opened the text and there it is. Portugal the Man.
Oh,
Vinny told us about Portugal the Man from Outside Lens. Yeah, that's it. Thank you, listeners.
You guys are the best.
You just walk around and you'll hear some music and go, that sounds pretty good. Let me walk over there and see what's doing. Let me also get a sausage sandwich and a soda. You know, because you're just, I don't know, pinballing around. Right, sure. Ding, 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 wherever.
Man's got to eat.
Yep.
Anyway. I had something very bougie at Bottle Rock.
Oh, good.
It was a lobster corn dog with caviar on top of it.
Ugh. Was it gross?
A corn dog with all this? So you just like scraped the corn dog off of that and ate the rest?
No. It was all good together. It was a delight. It was a little small, but it was
a delight.
Wait,
so the lobster is in the cornbreaded outing. There's no hot dog, though.
There's no hot dog.
It's just lobster.
So they
dipped it
in that, and was it the whole tail?
I don't know. It was a big, it must have been a tail piece because it was so good.
And then they put
caviar all across the top.
And you like caviar?
Yeah. It was good.
So salty. Huh. Mm.
Well, that is what they do there, though. Yes. It's absolutely a foodie type show.
Yep.
And there's no doubt you'll go, I'll have the fries. And they go, would you like that with? And you just potatoes, please.
Yeah. Just plain. What? You realize you're in the culinary area, right?
Oh, thanks.
A gastronomical delight. Do I have time for?
Yeah, you do.
Speaking of things that people eat, Diddy. I don't know why this was part of Friday's testimony, but it was. And now we all know that Diddy likes applesauce on his cheeseburgers and always travels with his own supply of ketchup because he only will have Heinz ketchup. I don't know why this is pertinent to this case in any way, shape, or form. It was about this this longtime assistant of his was up there, and so they were just asking a bunch of dumb questions. And I honestly don't know. I don't know why he's on charge. He currently faces charges including sex trafficking, racketeering, and transportation to engage in prostitution. But let's spend as much time as possible on this guy's fascination with putting applesauce on his cheeseburgers. What's coming up in the news, Finn?
Piedmont. How you doing?
How you doing, Piedmont?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Good vibes and variety. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny morning show every day. Plus links to all the personal profiles from everybody who works here at the station.
Cameras have gotten me off my ass and getting into shape.
Oh, yeah?
There's an upside to seeing yourself on video and going, oh, my God. That's what I look like now?
Yeah, that's why I don't look.
Ah!
I don't want to know.
I spun my rings on my watch all weekend long. Believe me, I'm on the comeback trail, everybody.
You guys look great.
Comeback kid.
This Alice Report is brought to you by the sales department. Radio advertising works. We've seen it in action, and we'd love to have you join the party over here. Just email advertisesf@odyssey.com. Here's what's happening.
Tell me everything.
Depending on where you're at, you might see some morning clouds, but we will see clearing and sunshine later with a high of about 80. That's hot. A little bit here early midweek, and then it'll also come back up heading into the weekend as high as the 90s. So, summer.
Hello, summer.
How you doing? This story, I was very interested. The 30 best suburbs to live in California.
Oh.
The 30 best suburbs in California.
Mm. So this is just towns that are like bedroom communities for Sacramento.
Piedmont. Number one.
Piedmont is so cool.
Piedmont is number one in California. Mm. So tell us. You were just there. Tell us everything.
It's lovely. It's beautiful. There's like a little bridge that's in there, and then it like, and it's
oh, a bridge.
It, yeah, it's kind of cool. With it, it just, I just noticed the bridge yesterday. I was like, it's so pretty. I wouldn't expect this in the middle of Oakland, but yeah, it's great.
Piedmont stands out as an affluent suburb nestled in the East Bay region of California. This small city boasts excellent public schools, consistently ranking among the top in the state. And in this MoneyInc.com story, Piedmont is the number one location in California. Now, I'll go back down the list a little bit. Mill Valley showed up.
Oh, yeah.
And showed well. A lot of Bay Area cities are at the top, which is not that surprising, but.
No, it's not.
Foster City's in there. Here we go. Let me get to the bottom.
Maybe. Fascinating.
You haven't gotten, she hasn't reached out yet? What are you doing, Camilla?
Camilla's friends.
We want you on the show. Get over here.
Come hang out.
Okay, at 30 was Redondo Beach.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't know what Redondo Beach
listen
is.
Listen to this. Forget Redondo.
Okay.
The next one is Pacific Palisades.
Oh.
And they don't mention.
Just burned
yeah,
down?
They don't mention the fire at all.
Yeah, like that place is decimated. Maybe it's bigger than we think, and only a few things got burned.
Okay.
I thought everything got burned.
The downtown, pretty downtown got destroyed.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, maybe they felt bad leaving them out since they would have won had there not been a devastating fire.
Right. Huh.
Menlo Park comes in at 28. These are the best suburbs in El Dorado Hills, which is up Sacramento way. Foster City comes in at 26. These are the best cities to live in California.
Suburbs.
Suburbs, yes. Sorry. There's a bunch also down south. Let's see. This one. San Marino. I don't even know it. Lake Forest is down in Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
I'll move forward and get up to. So Burlingame made the list.
Oh, what number is Burlingame at?
Oh, fuck.
You loved living in Burlingame.
I did. I loved Burlingame very much. Danville comes in at 16.
Oh, nice.
Go Danville. Pleasanton comes in at 15. Saratoga comes in at 14.
Oh.
Los Gatos comes in at 13. Burlingame, 12. And then there's Newport Beach. Then the top 10 is Santa Monica. These are the best.
Santa Monica's lovely.
Yeah. If you have to live in LA, Santa Monica, Marina Del Rey, there's some good spots. Carmel by the Sea comes in at 9. Mill Valley, number 8.
Woo, woo, woo.
I don't know Mill Valley well enough, even though I've been there to visit you multiple times.
But you know that proof lab is there and that good earth. Like,
and that exit's the worst exit in America.
There's some bad in and outs of that place. But when you get into the little downtown in the middle, have you been to the little downtown?
Yes,
it's very
because
cute.
Where did you played a show at the Troubadour. What is that called?
It's the
Throckmorton.
It's the Throckmorton Theater. The Throckmorton. Yes.
And that's the one time I was in that downtown area.
It's just a very small little right around a plaza that used to be a depot with train tracks.
Irvine is where I grew up. They come in at number 6
on
this list of best California suburbs.
Did you feel like that was a great suburb when you grew up
there? It was being built the whole time.
Oh.
And it was just... They
didn't
have
a little downtown? And
no, they have one now. They did not have one then. They were just very business-like about mowing down all the orange groves. Mm. So you were kind of like, yikes, another strip mall. We really need that, huh?
Now, days that we don't need strip malls anymore, we could go ahead and put the orange groves back.
Palo Alto comes in at number 3 on this list. Yeah. Beverly Hills comes in at number 2. And Piedmont, number 1.
Piedmont, ready to go.
East Bay.
On the Money Inc. 30 Best Suburbs to Live in California. The top rated communities, Piedmont, number 1.
It's really cool. Even seeing it from the highway, it has these hills that are just interesting to look at. It's like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
two or three hills that are there. It's like, oh, that's so cool. I think you're the one who pointed out. I was going to your old place years ago. You're like, that's Piedmont.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, it's crazy. Looks like a fun place to live.
A new report claims the perfect vacation lasts 11 days, costs about $8,800 per person.
Oh, boy.
And is 3 hours from home.
Geez, that's all very specific. $8,000 a person.
That is where the F are we going? Way too much to ask of the average family. That is absurd.
But they did say the perfect vacation. Tell me what this entails. Okay,
the perfect trip. Let's see.
So we take a private jet, so that's going to cost you. That's going to put us up
they say
above $8,000 a person.
The perfect trip would cost an average of $8,800 per person, which seems high unless you include a three-hour flight. It's still high.
Yeah.
Even then, you'd also be treating yourself because that's about $800 per person.
Yeah, I mean, it must be the accommodations, the food, the activities.
63% of people would be looking for somewhere with a beach. Mm. 53% would enjoy the great outdoors. By the way, Bob, I realize I'm cutting into my own story here, but did you post you camping?
I did.
You camped over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You and my Susan.
Yes.
Were in a tent.
Yes.
Bob on the Waves.
Yep.
You can follow Bob now on Instagram. She has a secret Instagram that you can join.
I posted a couple pics from the weekend.
Yeah. How many followers do you have now?
Like over 500.
Oh, good job. Geez. She needs a lot more, though.
Yeah, Come on, everyone.
Follow Bob
more.
On the Waves.
Yeah, Vinny's got like 45,000, so I'm trying to get there.
She put up a story?
Yeah, I got stories. I don't have any in-feed posts yet.
So where were you?
We went up north to the Avenue of the Giants.
So did you or whose idea was this and how does that end up being? Let's get out of here and let's go do that.
My friend who we helped with their proposal a few weeks back, it was her birthday. So she hosted a camping trip. There was 15 of us.
Mm.
Yeah. So we had like four campsites.
Okay. It looked like it was the picture I saw was just you or just one tent. So I just assumed it was you.
Yep. That was my tent. I brought some twinkly lights to make it cute.
Girls just want everything to be perfect.
It was so cozy.
Cozy.
Tell me there's a
and there's well, that there word.
Cozy. That's what you want. Gonna be here all weekend. This will be fun.
It was a blast. The
I
weather
bet.
Could not have been better. It was so beautiful. We had lots of giggles. I was very annoying. I probably have some apology texts to write too.
Ah, in the end, don't write them.
You were annoying because you drank a lot or?
No, just my personality.
Just going for it. Yeah. All right. Anyway, they say here the perfect vacation is out. Basically, none of us can afford it.
Yeah. It better be lavish and it better be like Bora Bora or something.
It's always more than you expect it to be. Certainly, like a trip to Disney is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we've left.
But not $8,800
a
person.
No. And every time we've left, we've gone, that was totally worth it. Like we scored. It was so fun. Everyone's happy. Everyone's tired. All good. But $8,800 a person?
Yikes. It must be like super lavish. Like everything is top notch and you're staying in just the most fabulous places.
Sarah, get your judging gavel out and your...
Oh, I don't want to anymore. I mean,
your judging gown.
The judging. I'm ready.
We didn't kibosh all the judging, just the judging, the mentally ill lady.
I can't help myself. Oh, yeah, I suppose that's bad, right?
Well, I mean, she is.
It's been decided.
Clearly having problems.
Yeah.
You mentioned it, the dead eyes. I mean, the video, you're like, what are you doing?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A man in the UK was fired after a virtual work call.
A virtual work.
He was not wearing pants. Even worse, nothing. at all underneath. No underwears, no nothing. So
he just put on
a shirt,
and a tie.
So he was wearing a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't just forget pants. He wasn't wearing pants, and he also didn't have underwear on.
How was that discovered?
He needed to adjust his computer cord, so he leaned forward and partially folded his laptop down to deal with it, which meant the camera pointed exactly at his naked wiener.
Oh.
And everybody saw.
Mm.
Initially, he was like, oh my God, you guys, I'm so sorry.
Did he show well? Do we know?
It doesn't say anything about size.
No, that's too bad.
We don't have any judgments on his shoe size.
If that was the real story, we'd know.
We don't know if he's, you know, someone that needs to be seen or someone that, nah. No thanks.
Well, it sounds like they were all horrible. Oh, wow.
What did you say?
Goodness.
I have to get home, everyone.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Take me home. That's when she found out this guy she was with did not have what she needed.
Oh.
She reached for it and went, I can't find it. I gotta go. Take me home.
I know. That was not my finest moment. I could have been much more delicate about it. But, you know, I just started laughing. Like, oh. I was very young.
Well, I mean, I don't think the mistake is you don't want to do something you don't want to do.
Yeah. He was a baby
talker,
too.
But the mistake is the whole, like,
very little chance for us.
Driver in the front seat making out with your person. I'm not going to be able to stay. It turns out I got to go home. And that guy's going, you were just fishing in my pants and now you're leaving? Yeah. It's not hard to do that math. Oh.
You had a kid later, so wasn't like it didn't work.
Well, you wouldn't know about it.
You're right about that.
Anyway, he said, I'm sorry, you guys. But then when he realized how much trouble he was in, he claimed, I was wearing nude colored underwear. You didn't see anything.
Was someone recording the meetings?
They are always recording the meetings, like every time.
Can you let a guy just have them? He was like, I had nude underwear on. And then everyone just goes, okay, let's go with that.
In any event,
trying to flash
his company didn't buy it and they dumped him. And now he's trying to sue them, but then the case got thrown out.
Oh.
Sarah, does he have a case? Should he have been allowed to make a mistake and continue to be an employee? Or is he a guy that was trying to show his wiener to the people he works with?
Well, that's the question, isn't it?
It is. And you're the one to answer.
Well,
what do you think?
Can I hear from some of the people who are on the call?
None of them are around.
Yeah, he gets a mistake.
Oh, he does get the mistake.
Personally, I think he gets a mistake. It's like that Jeffrey Toomer guy. I think that's his name.
Jeffrey Toomer?
Yeah, he's like a pretty well-known, like, television reporter, pundit-style dude.
CNN guy.
Do I have his name right? That guy.
No.
What is his name?
Hold on.
The Jeffrey Toomer, who's out there, is like, oh my God. Please don't associate me with this guy. So he thought that he was not on a call and he was getting himself, and it was, you know, which is a normal functioning part of a human being's. But yes, it was stupid.
I remember that. Yes. From COVID.
It's Jeffrey Toobin.
Toobin. So close.
Toomer.
Whatever.
That was close.
But he's amazing. Like, he's actually a really smart guy. You know, you watch the news, you've seen this guy, and he's working his way back in there, but he's always going to be that guy now. So I feel like this guy, he didn't. Like, who among us hasn't, when we used to work from home, sometimes I'd have like tiny little shorts on and I'd just put a blanket over my lap and we would be all on our Zoom together. You know, it wasn't like a.
Yeah, but nobody saw your vagina.
That's true. I didn't show it. But you never know what kind of mistake could happen. I mean, he should have had some panties on, but he didn't. And he didn't expect the need
You're nice. That's nice of you to say. I like
but
it.
I want to talk to the people who were also on the call. Like, is this dude one of those guys who's always like, oh, oops, my thing fell out. Oh, shoot. This keeps on happening.
415 says, where is the, our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, where is the human sound? It's still a penis, even though it's microscopic. We don't know where that sound is.
We don't know where all the
sounds
are. And
would be less relevant now that he's been gone for 5 years.
Yeah. At least.
But we also don't know where that sound is. at all.
We lost a lot of stuff. Just, you know, we're creating new history now.
510 says, Bob on the waves, no posts. They're stories.
Oh, you've only done stories?
They're stories.
Why haven't you done a post?
Do the tent one and make it a post. It's so pretty.
It is pretty. I agree.
And there should be something for people to land on.
I know.
Okay, you know what? You do you. Bob on the waves.
Wants, my first I'm sure post. The first post needs to be. I agree. It's the one. It's the launch. It's the christening of the page.
Always leave them wanting more. Didn't you teach me that?
Who, me?
Oh, I was going to say, I taught you that? I don't know. I think you should, you know.
Yeah, write that down on the things I taught you.
List. Do all the stuff and certainly turn on all the lights. Don't leave me wanting more. I want to see all the stuff. If you know what I mean. Don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I got carried away and I'm off topic. Let's get back to our text 800-400-3697. What is Bob's Instagram handle? Bob on the waves. 925 says Livermore better be on that list. Craig, Livermore, the app.
Oh.
I don't know if I saw that.
Can't believe Alameda wasn't on it.
Okay, Montclair listener, what the hell are you talking about, Piedmont?
Oh, is there a Piedmont Montclair?
Yeah,
they're both, a feud.
They're both the more, you know.
Do you think Fremont's kind of mad about this too? Like Fremont's usually topping all these lists.
Unless you love paying sky high taxes, you only move to Piedmont for the schools. You immediately move out when your kids graduate. Is that right?
God, I wouldn't know.
That's terrible that you find yourself, now your kids have graduated and here you are in the home and you realize, mm-hmm. We can't stay. Like, that's terrible to think that you have to leave.
Yeah, although as prices keep going up, no matter where you go, you're going to pay more taxes. Like, it's really, the whole tax thing, like you can have your house completely paid off and you'd still get thrown out of it if you don't pay. Mine is like 1.8%. I think, I don't know what everybody else's rate is, but it's just like, okay. And then they get to randomly reassess me. That feels wrong.
It's an enormous amount.
It's an enormous amount.
Like,
to the point where, like, if I was completely paid off, it would still be thousands of dollars a month. And then insurance and everything else that you have to get on your house. Like, that seems wrong. That said that you could have a fully paid off house and they could come and just take it.
Understatement. That seems wrong. No, it's, yeah, it's wrong.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And like the older you get and the less money that you make, like if you retire, like you should get a deal for that. She said as she considered retirement.
Considered?
Adorable.
What? Piedmont is known for not allowing black people in.
Oh.
I hadn't heard that. That is, but I went Piedmont. Let me look on a map where that is. I don't go to the East Bay.
And if any black people would like to weigh in, please feel free.
I used to. I dated a girl in Walnut Creek, so I was out there quite a bit, but that was many, many years ago.
East Bay rocks.
East Bay rocks.
People are writing in about the lobster corn dog.
Oh, did a lot of people have the lobster corn dog?
Was it a $30 corn dog? They say here that thing was $38.
Nah, it was pricey. It might have been like $30, but that was my expenditure for Bottle Rock.
The food at Bottle Rock is always super expensive, yeah. But it's also good and unique.
And
like,
I've had
some great things there.
I didn't buy a t-shirt or anything. I spent
well, thank
money
God,
because
those are $195.
Yeah, it was very pricey.
707, I heard that was a $34 thing of food.
Well.
415 says, is a sausage sandwich different than a hot dog? Then it's not. They're the same thing. I was just shouting out. I don't know. I was just off the top of my head. But it was, you know, you grab food and walk around. That was my point.
Yeah.
I actually wouldn't eat a sausage sandwich.
What? Why? Don't you like bratwurst?
Not really.
Linguica?
No. Well, yes.
Kielbasa?
Kielbasa.
No.
Hmm.
You know, it brings around in my head that saying that Sarah has, people like the sausage, but you don't want to see it made. What's your saying?
Oh, my saying for that? Oh, yeah, people like the sausage, but you don't want to see it made. I think you nailed it.
What is it?
Down.
Nobody?
It's like nobody, they use all the cast-off parts. They grind it up.
Yeah, the BHs.
Stick it into into the intestine.
But it's delicious.
I know, it is delicious.
Well, that's, I know.
I like natural, they call it natural casing. just to make good it sexier.
One. I know. Ba-dum-bum.
I like my hot dogs in natural casing.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, is it that time?
More than.
Outside Land single day tickets up for grabs after this.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.